This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, September 14th, 2006. I'm dead tired. I have to tell you, I'm really tired. You probably heard me mention on yesterday's show that I'm having crown molding installed in my condo, and I had to spend the whole evening yesterday moving all the stuff out of my living room as much as possible so that the guy would have area to work and be able to reach all of the ceiling area. So I'm dead tired. In my living room, I've got all the furniture pushed up to one wall so that he can work on it. And then, depending on how much he gets done today, I will have to move it all to the other side of the room tonight. So we will see how that goes. And goddamn it, it's expensive. Like three times what that other guy was charging me. Anyway, this is like the first time I'm doing a podcast by myself this week. As you heard on the shows, we had the Skype cast on Monday and the after the show on Tuesday, and then the reality roundup on Wednesday. And so thank you to everyone who joined all the Skype casts, and a big thank you to Chef Mark and Mike Hip, and especially Sarah from How Much Do We Love. I had not talked to her before, and it was so much fun. Definitely have to have her back on the show and do some chats with her, and maybe Big Fatty with her. Anyway, yeah, especially because we're all going to be watching Survivor, which is on tonight, by the way, the season premiere of Survivor. And of course, they have the huge controversy of the ethnic tribes. And I do need to apologize for using all of those awful profanities yesterday, referring to different ethnicities. That was terrible, but that Mark started that, so I blame it on him. Anyway, I've got a list of things to talk about tonight, and I'm just going to go from one to the next. First thing up is that my computer has shipped. You probably heard on yesterday's show, I was telling Mark that my brand new computer, my 24-inch iMac, has shipped, and it should be at my house by tomorrow morning, Friday morning, at 10:30 a.m. Of course, I won't be here to get it, but as soon as I get home from work, I'll get it. And I was checking, you know how they give you the FedEx number of where it is and so forth, so I've been checking all day on the website to find out where it is exactly. And it was in, I can't remember, I don't think it's Shanghai, but what did it say? It was in Shanghai, China. For 2 days, the September 11th and September 12th, and then last night it was picked up, or it arrived in Anchorage, Alaska. So right now it's at Anchorage, Alaska, and should be flying across the country today, and probably be in my local FedEx office tomorrow morning. So we'll see. So of course I'm watching that and seeing how it travels across the country. I think that's kind of cool. It can arrive in my house in like 4 or 5 days from Shanghai, China. I think that's really cool. So I'm very excited about the new computer. And speaking of the new computer, as you probably heard from several shows and websites, and we may even have talked, yes, we did talk about yesterday's show, Apple introduced a whole bunch of new iPods, they updated the iPod line. The top iPod is now an 80-gig video iPod, and that one's for $349, and then they also have the 30 gig, which is $249, I believe, something like that. But you know, they all have longer battery life, they have brighter screens, they have new headphones, and of course the larger size. So then I'm going over what Steve Jobs talked about, because after that he talked about the iPod Nano. And the Nano has completely changed. Now it has an aluminum enclosure that comes in the same five colors that it came in when it was a mini. And it's a green, pink, silver, blue, white, and black. But you can only get the black one in the 8 gig size. And the three colors are, the pink, green, and blue are the 4 gig size. And the silver is the 2 gig size. Now, I have had my iPod Nano since it was introduced just almost about a year ago. And, of course, mine is beat to hell. It's scratched and dinged and been dragged through stuff. But I still don't feel like I need a new iPod because, I just spend all this money on a new computer. So I'm not going to upgrade my iPod yet. Let's see if I get any kind of gift certificate from school for Christmas, and then I'll buy myself one then. But So the iPod Nano has been totally updated, and the same with that. It's got a longer battery life, a brighter screen, new headphones, and it's supposed to be a little bit thinner, and of course the colors. So then he goes on to tell you that they have updated the iPod Shuffle. Remember the Shuffle, the old one, used to look like a stick of gum or a pack of gum? Well, now it looks like a little square. It's about an inch and a half long or wide or whatever, and it's only about a quarter of an inch or something like that thick, and it only comes in the 1 gig size. But the cool thing is that it's silver, and it's the controls are the same as the other iPods, but it has a clip. It literally comes with a clip. It's actually a clip, and you can clip it on anything. And of course, it gets the new headphones, and it comes with its own little dock connector as well, USB dock connector. So that was cool. And then he went on to introduce the new iTunes 7. And it sounds like, from listening to some podcasters today and some email that's been flying around between podcasters, that there's some issues with iTunes 7. But, of course, I downloaded it right away, and I have not had any issues with it so far. And I actually really like the new interface. It's much cleaner. You get more information when you click on things. There's this cool album view that shows you all the cover art of all your albums as you scroll through it. And another cool thing is that Apple has allowed you to download all of the album art that you're missing for free, so that when you scroll through, you can see all the album art. But now I found a little glitch with that. Is if you changed any of the ID3 tags in any of your songs, then it's not going to find the right album art. So if it's a song that you got from somebody else and doesn't have the ID3, the correct ID3 tags, then it's not going to find the album art, which, you know, for me, it's no big deal. But it is cool to see those albums shuffle through as you're going through that cool shuffle view. So iTunes looks great, and they announced that they're now selling movies on iTunes. Of course, it's only Disney Company movies, like all the companies that are owned by Disney. So there's a very limited amount of movies, and the pricing is kind of different too. They go from anywhere from $9.99 up to $14.99, depending on when the movie's released, if it's a pre-release, or a pre-order, or, you know, all these different pricing structures. But it's anywhere from $9.99 to $14.99. And right now, I have no desire to download a movie, but I'm thinking that with my new iMac that's coming on Friday, I might want to try to just download one, just to see what it looks like on the screen and how good of quality it is, because they've talked about that the movies that they have for download are near DVD quality, which means they're not the absolute best you can get, but they're near DVD. And he, of course, showed some different movie previews and so forth. So there's that. There's the whole movie thing. And you can watch trailers and clips of them on the iTunes. Oh, that's the other thing. They changed the name of it. It's not the iTunes Music Store anymore. It's just the iTunes Store. Because now, of course, they're selling movies, and they've been selling TV shows and music videos and music, so now it's just the iTunes Store, which is fine with me. I have no problem with that at all. So I really like the iTunes 7 look and feel, and when you plug your iPod in, you get this cool information about your iPod and what's on there and stuff, and it updates it automatically, and you can restore the settings and control a lot of stuff, and the actual little graphics that they have for the information looks really good, much better than they did before. So I like the iTunes 7, and I'm sure others will find the same. I did not have any issues with the updating of my podcasts or anything like that, but it sounds like some people did. Now, I know that they did change a couple things in terms of how the information is presented on the iTunes store with the podcast, because I saw, and John Michael Haas of the Daily Purge show mentioned this today, that they actually showed up in the What's Hot section on page 3. And I saw that, and I thought that was cool, and I'm thinking, okay, well, do I show up anywhere on there? So I went to the Society and Culture section, and sure enough, I show up there, but I'm deep in there. I'm on page 5. I don't know if that's the same right now, but the last time I looked, I was on page 5 of the Society and Culture, which is cool, because I don't think I've ever, oh, well, maybe once I showed up on the top 100 when it first came out, but not any time in the last year. So that was cool to see Archer Radio on the Society and Culture page, page 5. Go check it out. And while you're over there at iTunes, feel free to leave a review of the show or a comment about the show right there on the when you go to Archer Radio. That would be cool. I think there's like 7 there now. So for those of you who did it, thank you very much. Now, moving right along, I'm already thinking about the weekend because I have a very busy weekend coming up. The boyfriend and I got a call on Tuesday saying that it was time to harvest the grapes. You might remember that last year, around this time, the boyfriend and I went to our favorite winery, Gray Ghost Winery. It's in Rappahannock County, Virginia. It's about an hour away from us. And they call you to let you know that the grapes are ready and that they'll be harvesting. Well, they called on Tuesday and said Saturday is the day that you'll be harvesting. So you need to be here at the winery at 6 a.m. So that means we have to get up at the ass crack of dawn and get our asses to the winery to harvest grapes. And I know that sounds, you know, like awful and all, but actually it ends up being a really fun day. All the people who harvest grapes, are volunteers. You don't get paid. It's totally just for fun. And it actually is not hard work at all. You get these special clippers, and they show you how to do it, and they have these containers, these plastic containers called lugs, and you snip the grapes right off at the vine, and you gently put them in these lugs and fill them up, and you just work your way down the rows, and it's literally harvesting like, I don't even know what it's like, but it's fun because you chat with people and you hang out and stuff. And of course, they do all these kinds of things to make you happy because you're totally volunteering and they're not paying for your labor. And it takes a good 5-6 hours to do this. But when you get there at 6 a.m. in the morning, they have all kinds of breakfast foods for you and candy bars and anything that will get your blood flowing so that you can do the work. And then you harvest the grapes for a couple hours on one. Well, at least this is what we did last year. We harvested the grapes on one field, and then we took a break, and then we harvested the grapes on another field. And so that totally, it took about a total of like 4.5-5 hours. And then we had lunch, and they prepared a big lunch for you, and then you can have all the wine that you want to drink, totally free. Of course, this is after you've harvested the grapes so that you're not drunk when you're harvesting the grapes, which totally makes sense. So, and then before you leave, they give you a t-shirt. And the t-shirt says, you know, Grape Harvester 2006. Like the one last year said, size does matter or something like that. Grape Harvester 2005. So, and the boyfriend now has like, I think he's got 3 of these t-shirts because he's been doing it for a couple of years now. Last year was my first year, so this will be my second year. And I am totally looking forward to it. I know we'll have to go to bed early Friday night, so no Skype cast Friday night. But it'll be so much fun. We'll spend the whole day there and we always have a great time. One thing I'm definitely going to do this time is bring my camera, not the video camera, but the regular camera, and shoot a whole bunch of pictures of the whole process. And some, you know, because, you know, we have the wine blog, so I'll be shooting it for the wine blog. But, of course, I'll have to try not to let that get in the way of my doing the work of snipping the grapes, which will be fun. I'm psyched about it, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day. And then on Sunday, we are invited back to Grey Ghost because the boyfriend does this thing with the wine where he purchases futures, which means as the grapes are being harvested, before it's even bottled or anything, you can order a case of wine, which is called futures, you know, hoping that the future wine will be perfect, so, you know, really good. So the boyfriend ordered a case of the Cabernet Franc or Cabernet Sauvignon? Now I can't remember. Maybe it's the Cabernet Sauvignon. In any case, on Sunday, they are releasing the 2005, I think it's the 2005, yes, the 2005 Cabernet Franc? I'm not sure. Maybe it's 2004. In any case, they're releasing it, and they're having this special release party where you go there, and you have a special tasting with the winemaker, and you go to the wine library and you get to discuss the wine and taste it, and it actually turns out to be this really highfalutin affair, and it'll be kind of a contrast because the day before we'll be in shorts and sweating, and the next day we'll be relatively dressed up and being really educated about the wine and so forth. Anyway, So that's on Sunday, so we're looking forward to that too. So the whole weekend is going to be wine stuff. Of course, at some point, the boyfriend and I will record a podcast, I'm sure, because he'll be here at my place all weekend. So I'll just have to get the stuff out and record a show with him. So moving right along, I wanted to mention a couple birthdays that this coming Saturday on September 16th is my good blogging buddy Homer's birthday. Now, I'm sure you are familiar with Homer. He's been on the show many times. His website is homersworld.blogspot.com, and I would love it if some of you wrote Homer an email wishing him a happy birthday, or going to his website on Saturday and leaving a comment saying happy birthday, because I believe he's turning 43 or 44. I'm not really sure. I don't remember. But that would be so cool if some of our listeners left happy birthday email to Homer. That would be so cool. Now, another birthday that has passed that I heard about this week was Vincent from Malaysia. He's a listener of ours. He's been a listener for a very long time. And on last Saturday, the 9th, Vincent turned 34 years old. So a huge happy birthday to Vincent. We've emailed a couple times, but I wanted to publicly give him birthday wishes. And he sent me a picture of his birthday cake, which was really cool. I actually wanted to eat it, but I didn't, of course, because it's just a picture. Anyway, so a big happy birthday to Vincent in Malaysia, and thank you for continuing to listen and support the show. That's so nice of you. And then we I got a voicemail on Skype from Scott Mendo. You remember Scott Mendo of SM2K5? Well, I guess it's I don't know. I don't really know. It's Scott Mendo's website. Do a search. You can find it. But he has been very busy. He has not been podcasting forever. He used to give the weather report to certain podcasts, like he sent several to mine and several to the Little Fatty Cast. Anyway, he left a voicemail saying that he is coming into the D.C. area next weekend. I believe he said the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of September. And he would like to know if we'd be able to get together, that he's going to be staying in Arlington, which is only, 15 minutes away. So I need to email him back or voicemail him back saying absolutely, because it would be so cool to have him live in the studio to record a podcast. That's actually what I'm thinking. I'm going to invite him over to my house. We'll have some wine with the boyfriend, and we'll record a show. Wouldn't that be so cool? So, Scott, if you're hearing this before I have voicemailed you, yes, please get in contact with me, and we will work out a date, preferably Friday the 22nd. I think that would be best. Moving right along, we have a voicemail from Ramble Redhead, Tom of the Ramble Redhead Show. And he this is comments from a couple shows ago, so just bear with it and listen to this voicemail from Tom of the Little... Tom from the Ramble Redhead Show. So listen to this.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom, a.k.a. Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you another quick call to say hello. And just want to tell you a couple things. Number one is I'm sorry you're having such a tough time getting back to school. I know that having those months of summer off must have been horrific for you. The other thing I want to let you know that I really enjoyed the Skype kicks. Unfortunately, I had mic problems, so apologize to you and the fellow Skype-y persons. And the other thing is, I want to let you know that congratulations on ordering your new computer. I thought you just bought a new computer, so you're going Mac overdose. So, and the other thing I wanted to tell you is that I really enjoyed the show with Data with Michael from that Connecticut Clear Caster. And I've talked to him. He's a great guy. And I also want to thank you so much for the thing out of your mouth right after he said that he was with his partner for 14 years was, oh, you need to talk to Ramble Redhead. So I just thought that was very nice that you did that. And I really, really appreciate your support. And I hope you have a great rest of the week. And I'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure. So take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom. That was very nice. I have been able to get over the whole getting back into school thing. I'm doing okay with that. I've gotten back into my sleep routine, which I hate, but you got to do it. So now, boys and girls, you may have heard on yesterday's show that I had a story about a, I mentioned it to Mark. I said, Mark, make sure you, we need to record a show because I have this story about me having sex with a chef. Well, to give the details, because I'm not recording with Mark right now, but I'll tell you the story anyway. So I was in bed, I guess it was Tuesday night, flipping through the channels, right before I go to sleep. I always watch just a couple of minutes of TV, and then I read my book. Well, I was just flipping through the channels, just seeing what's on, and I come across the show on the Food Network called the Food Network Challenge, where they have all these chefs come in and they give them a challenge. Well, on this specific show, there was a kid who was his birthday, turning 7 or turning 8 or something like that, and they had like 5 or 6 chefs who had to talk with the kid and find out what he was interested in and then design a birthday cake for this kid. Well, I didn't stay to watch the show, but as they were talking to the five different guest chefs, I was thinking, oh my God, that guy looks so familiar. When they got to the third one, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he is really familiar. And then I went to the website, I got up out of bed, turned on the computer, went to the website, and found out that this guy, in fact, does live in the Northern Virginia area. And once I saw his name, I was like, oh my God, about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I had sex with him. That was when I was in my slut days, my trolling online days. We've all had them. Well, I'm not in that anymore, but I remember this guy. He used to have a cake shop in Northern Virginia, and I've been to his shop a couple times, and then we ran into each other on gay.com one time, and just hit it off, and he came over and we had sex. But it was so funny to see him on the TV Food Network. I'm like, oh my God, I know that guy. And his business is actually, he does cakes for a living. That's his business. So that was so funny and so cool. Of course, he doesn't look as good as, he doesn't look as good now as he looked then, but even so, it was just, amazing, one of those deja vu things. So that was the story about the having sex with a chef. If you go to the Food Network and go to the Food Challenge and find the one about the kid's birthday cake, you can maybe, of course you'll be able to figure it out right away just by looking at the description of the chefs and where they're from. Anyway, I won't put a link or anything on there. Okay, I think I'm going to call this the show, boys and girls. I'm very tired, as I told you. The crown molding's being installed tomorrow. I'm still waiting for my estimate on my kitchen, but the lady has done the design, and she emailed me telling me this, so I'm waiting for that. I'm dead tired. So thanks again for all the people who are on the Skype cast. We will definitely do that again. And that's all for today. Oh, you know what? Thanks, everybody, for leaving comments. I know that we've had several comments lately, and I really haven't been keeping up with those. I know we got, on the last couple shows, lots of comments from Mike in Connecticut from the the QCast Connecticut. He left comments pretty much on every show, the last couple ones. And then we heard a couple from Dave in VA. He's left some comments, and from Mark, and from Ramble Redhead, and Mike Hip. Gosh, all the regulars. On my new computer show, I got 8 comments from Dave and VA, Ramble Redhead, another person named David. Oh, I didn't even hear this one. Oh, he was telling me about the saint, the guy who was Father Michael Judge, the gay guy. Yeah. And then we heard from Adam, from the This Boy Elroy, and from Michael Sage, and from Andrew of I Say. He is a little jealous of the 24-inch iMac. Well, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you all about that next week, because I'm going to get it on Friday, and I'll certainly talk about it over the weekend. Anyway, I've rambled on enough, boys and girls. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. And until next time, bye. Usher Ray.